BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, a girl called Katie plays Real or No Real and the listeners love her. Also, we speak to Ashton off of Five Sauce, 5 Seconds of Summer. He's in his hotel room in San Francisco watching a programme about fishing. But which member of Five Sauce is he? Shaving and raving, it's Ladies' Day. Also, a song about social media, which is as good as it sounds. And more of your sleep talk.
BBC Radio 1.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Ah, good morning. Oof. Aubergine emoji. But it is Friday. Ah, you see Gemma Kearney there. Now, she just finished her second week of early breakfast on Radio 1. I used to be in that situation. So what you do is you go home on a Friday and you're so pleased it's Friday. And you're like, yes, get in. So you finish the show. She'll be going home about now. She'll be home by just after 7. She'll be like, yes, it's Friday. She'll have some toast. She'll probably put on the TV or maybe even listen to us. And then she'll be like, right, okay, good. It's the weekend. I start early. These are the positives of doing that show. What am I going to do? And then you realise your friends aren't up for another 3 hours. Oh, I'll just sit here and drink wine then.
You could
no,
wait.
I'm not saying that's what Gemma's going to do.
I mean, you could wait outside the pub, couldn't you? Or is that... I take it you've never done that.
Often on a bank holiday show, what we used to do was... I mean, it's never a good look to be hammering on the door of the pub, but that did sometimes occur. That was it! I mean, that was like... That wasn't like 8 a.m. That was on a bank holiday when they'd moved our show up a bit, so it'd be like 11, which I think is acceptable. Anyway, how are you this morning? Let us know if you are getting involved at this early stage on 81199 or tweet at BBCR1. So, Chris, you had an interesting little day yesterday, a little voiceover, I understand.
I did, yes. Right after the show yesterday. I was quite tired, but turned up, did that. It was all fine.
Yeah.
And tried to do professional voice.
And it's for your old university, Southampton University.
It's like for their promotional video.
Oh, I love a promotional video for a uni. Okay, I want to hear all about it in a minute. And we've got the next tape after 9, because it's Friday. Let's do this, shall we?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, yesterday, Chris was a little bit out of his comfort zone as he had to record an actual voiceover. This doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. But it was for my old university.
That's quite a cool thing to do.
Promotional video. So it was a nice idea.
Are you like the model student now?
I don't know. Do you know what? They seem, in a weird kind of way, a lot prouder of me now than they did at the time.
Funny that.
That's the feeling I have.
Yeah. So what did you have to say? Was it one of those videos to try and persuade people to come to Southampton University?
So it's like a promotional video. It's not just, thing is, they made it not just about Southampton University, but also just what a lovely place Southampton is. And they were trying to sell Southampton as just a great city to be living in and studying in. I saw the video that they'd made. Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen you do voiceovers before and kind of how it works. They got the video made and then you talk over it.
Yeah, basically they show you the pictures and you talk over it.
Rocket science.
Yeah. Voice over.
Yeah. Anyway, so my first experience doing this thing yesterday.
Now, can I just say, I'm from Southampton and you had to find out great things to say about it and why it's a good place to live. What did you say?
So there was all these things that they had written out about it, and it was all about the cricket ground being great.
Never been there.
I talked about the annual New Forest County show.
Oh, that is good though. You got West Key.
And then it finished up with me saying there really is something for everyone at Southampton.
You didn't say that.
It was something like that.
It's like
you'd love it.
Do you remember a while ago when we had the new building here at the BBC and we all had to watch an induction video and it was like, and it really will feel like you're in paradise. Para, para, paradise, para. I love the music they use as well. It's also, you're a bit like Jemay off of Summer Heights High, aren't you?
Hi, Jemay. Welcome to Hilford.
I think this is why you love this so much, because it's the idea of this promotional video. It's not the normal voiceover, is it, really, selling a song or something? It's me basically saying, what a lovely place.
Come to Southampton University.
Yes.
We've got sports.
It's very Jermaine.
We've got music. Actually, let me find that now. If you've never seen this show, you know, we talk about Jermaine Private School Girl a lot on this show in the afternoon. It's a grown man who's in his late 30s dressing up as a teenage schoolgirl.
Nothing dodgy, though.
No, he gets it completely 100% accurate. There'll be loads of fans, but there'll be lots of people also that don't know who this guy is. He's called Chris Lilly. I'm a massive fan.
It is funny. That I know that sounds really weird, the way you've just described that, but you do actually have to see it.
Yeah. Look up Jermaine. Her name's Jamie, but she decided on apostrophe in year seven. And just J-A apostrophe M-I-E. I've got the Hilford advert now. This is her school, Hilford, and a girls' school, and she's doing the advert for it. And this is you yesterday.
At Hilford, girls like me are offered a world of opportunity. Sport. Drama.
Drama.
Music.
Four, three,
and more music.
One, two.
And of course, academia. It's a well-rounded education in an amazing environment.
Hi, Miss.
Hi, Jamie. What's all this? Looks like too much fun. Haven't you got an assignment due tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Miss. Library, here I come.
That was basically me.
Was there a really staged teacher as well? Hey, Chris, what are you doing here?
I'm having so much fun.
Hi, Miss. I love that you're the Jermaine of Southampton.
Yeah.
And it's Southampton. There's something for everybody.
Are you proud?
I'm so proud.
Turn up. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people will just have us on their alarms now and they won't have realised that it's Friday. You think I'm stating the obvious. There'll be some people in bed now going, oh, yeah, it's Friday.
Do you reckon there's people like half asleep right now?
Oh, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, yes.
Yeah, but I mean people that are sort of awake and listening, but not really listening properly.
100%. I do that all the time with Grimmy's show. Like, the first half hour, if I'm up that early, like, I put it on. Can I remember what happened? Not really. Up until about 7:30.
But that would have been a good song to wake up to, wouldn't it?
100%.
If your alarm's set for 7, you're having a good time right now.
Also, another good wake-up song is the one after And well, actually, Addicted to You, Avicii is a good one. But then the one after that is Sex on Fire, Kings of Leon. You want to wake up to that on a Friday. That's coming next, and we'll do Real or No Real. And yes, it is Ladies' Day. Obviously, ladies, it's that time. You know, the weather's getting a bit better. This applies to men as well. People are getting their legs out. The tops are coming off because the weather's getting a bit sunnier and a bit warmer. And people have been walking around for months now, all through the winter, like apes. It's time to get out the razors. Shave wherever you want,
right?
And make it summer.
What you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it earlier in the week, and loads of girls, you remember, were on saying, "I don't shave until Scott Mills tells me to."
Yeah, I don't like that. That's a very weird thing to say. And so, what you're doing now? You're saying it's go go go.
I'm saying it's go. Pits, legs for boys. You know, back, chest. If you're into a bit of manscaping, it's on. This is the start of summer, definitely.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Fletch. He's 22. He says, I don't shave until Scott Mills tells me to. That's right. Get the
really
wax
weird.
Out.
Really weird.
Get the wax out. Bring out the razor or the epilator. What even is that, please?
Oh, it is a piece of equipment. I'm familiar with this. It looks evil.
What, machinery?
It's got, like, claws on the end of it.
What does that do?
That's weird.
Is it for girls?
It's like a combine harvester.
Or did it literally just rip the hair out? Ah!
It's like a mini portable combine harvester.
Awful.
Weird.
It's Ladies' Day. It's time. Summer's coming. Come on, ladies. Get the razors out. Today's the day. It's for you too as well, boys. It's time to shave. Summer is coming.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the Radio and Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Okay, real or no real time. Good morning, Katie.
Morning, you're right.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. I've just come up with a new way of us getting to know you very quickly with some bullet point facts in a quiz show style.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Katie's nickname is Dumbo, as she doesn't have much common sense. She loves Drake and fancies him a bit. Her hero is Fern Cotton. She just loves her style. And she's afraid of crabs.
I love that.
Is that a good summary?
That is absolutely great. Although, actually, it says that I fancy Drake. Do you know what, Scott? You're my Friday hottie.
I'm what?
What's that, please?
Every week, I pick a Friday hottie, and this week, you are my Friday hottie.
And what does that involve? What do I have to do?
you don't have to do anything. It just means you're my screensaver for the day.
Yeah.
And may I ask, what picture are you using of Scott?
Do you know what? I've just Googled it and I've just come up with the first one that's on there.
Oh, no. Oh, that's generally never good.
Hang on. Do you know what I'm going
to
do?
Google yourself.
After we've played this game, I'm going to send you a picture of Scott, which you can use as your screensaver.
Don't be like that, just because I'm the Friday hottie.
Do it.
You'll love it.
Do it.
You'll love
it. You can be my Friday hottie next week, Chris, if you want.
I'd love that.
Okay, are you ready to play Real or No Real?
I'm ready.
Okay, yeah, let's definitely play the game then. Let's play Friday's Real or No Real.
On film sets in the winter, actors playing in movies which are supposed to be happening during the summer have to suck on ice cubes before their scenes to stop their breath condensing in the cold air.
Oh, wow.
They think of all the tricks, don't they?
I've never thought of this because obviously when it's the winter scenes, it's quite easy to do. You put some snow down, stuff like that. But when it's actually winter and you're trying to do summer ones, that must be a lot harder.
But what if you've got really sensitive teeth, though? What if you're an actor and you've got proper sensitive teeth and you're sucking an ice cube? How are you going to be able to talk properly?
Well, darling, that's you know, you suffer for your art, don't you?
I've got to get a better toothpaste. I suppose there was no real white teeth, I won't know. Yeah.
Sucking ice cubes.
Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real as well.
That one is real.
Yeah. That's a great fact, that one.
One out of one.
And next.
In one of the first episodes of Midsummer Murders, it's stated that 150 people live in the village, but there have now been 162 murders in the series.
So that there's been more murders than there are people in the village.
Is it a real village?
No.
Oh.
No, the village they've created for the TV show, a fictional village.
My nan watches, is it that one? What's the other one that people get died?
Murder, She Wrote?
I don't know. We'll be afraid of it.
Diagnosis Murder?
I don't know.
Your nan will love Midsummer Murders. All nans do.
Yeah.
Would she? To be fair, she probably does watch it.
Yeah, ask her later on.
I will do.
But are there more murders in Midsummer Murders than people in the entire fictional village?
I think this could be real, just because they need a guaranteed murder every show, don't they?
Pretty much.
You're not going to get through a show without a murder.
No. That's the kind of premise of the show.
So obviously there's been a lot of episodes, it must have happened a lot. I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I'm going to say real as well.
That one is no real.
Oh! That could have been a good fact, that could have.
Yeah. That's a potentially good one, but we made it up. And next.
Tanning was invented accidentally by Coco Chanel in 1923 when she got sunburnt on holiday and the look caught on.
Who's Coco Chanel?
Oh, for fashion. What do you mean, who's Coco Chanel?
I won't be the only one, guarantee it. We're not all fashionistas.
Even I know that.
Really?
Yeah, I knew that one.
I'm just having a look now.
You've heard of Chanel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, we're not all fashionistas.
You don't have to be a fashionista to know that. Are you a fashionista, Casey?
No. Wait, which one should I say? Should I say yes or no?
Up
I'm going to
gonna
go no.
No, that's, it's
no,
not,
I'm not.
This isn't for points.
I'm not.
Real or no real?
And I wear clothes that I think are all right, so I'm going to say, I'll change it, I'll say yes.
Okay, it's a yes. Yes.
Coco Chanel, so she's accidentally tanned by doing what? Voice of Real or No Real?
On holiday. In 1923, she was on a cruise.
Oh, wow.
So she kind of invented tanning by accident.
That's right.
That's brilliant.
Or is it?
I'm going to say no real on that one. I don't think that's right.
And how have you got to that, please?
Well, I don't know how you can accidentally invent tanning.
Yeah, but if it had never been done before...
But, I mean, if she got sunburnt, how is that festival if you're looking like a little lobster?
Yeah, but, like, no one had ever done it before. No one had ever gone out...
You would have done it, really, though. Like, people would have done it.
Katie, I want to know how you reckon tanning was invented.
Farmers in the field doing some crops, you know, like doing crops with the rakes and because they didn't have combine harvesters then, did they? Okay. So there's some rakes in the fields, and then you go nice and brown, get a nice little tan, and then I think the wifeys of the farmers are looking at them thinking, you look nice, don't you, with your little tan? So I think that's how it was done.
And what did they use? They used paint or something like that?
Well, it's the sun. You don't need paint to get a tan.
No. But we're talking fake tan. I want to know how you reckon...
fake tan! Oh, I didn't know that!
Okay, Okay, so you know how tanning was invented. That was the sun. And what do you reckon about fake tan? How was that invented?
Are you okay, hon? That wasn't the original question.
Me?
Yeah.
I did say how was tanning.
Yeah, you did. Probably.
Wow. Coco Chanel.
So Coco Chanel, did she accidentally invent tanning, Katie, real or no real?
I don't know. I'm just going to go with no real because I don't know.
I don't know.
Right, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes. What the? Really? That is incredible. That's a brilliant fact.
How did it happen?
She was photographed in a lot of magazines. People saw the suntan for the first time and thought, yeah, I want a bit of that.
And that hadn't happened until 1923. That is amazing. And at the end of that round of real or no real, Katie got
20, and I got 20.
Okay, fair and square. So what's up for the rest of the day? You're off to work now, are you?
I'm off to work now, yep. So in the last day of the week, we'll be playing some office games, having a cup of tea, having some bacon butties, selling some flags.
What?
We sell flags.
Okay, right, and selling some flags. All right, have a good Friday.
Yeah, you too. See you later.
Love you, bye.
Do I go now or do I stay?
Stay if you want.
If you can stay if you want. What do you want today? What do you want to say?
I don't know. What are you doing today then?
Just doing the breakfast show.
Casual radio show.
Radio
Brea.
Yeah, it's on until 10.
I'll tell you what, should we just leave you on the line and we can just come back to you whenever?
But do you want to just take over now? Because I'm actually going to nip off for a cup of tea.
Are you? What song are you playing next?
Oh, this is good.
Best Day of My Life by American Authors.
Okay.
Okay, so if you just go. Right, this is Katie on the Radio and Breakfast Show, and coming next, it's American Authors. Okay, all right, then off you go.
Hi, it's Katie from the Radio and Breakfast Show. Next is American Authors with The Best Day of My Life.
Press play. I don't know.
Oh, I can't. I don't have a. Oh, press play. Press play. Play.
Perfect.
There we go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Well, people are loving Katie a bit, aren't they? Please get Katie back on next week. She rocks. Peter from the Isle of Wight.
I think she's wicked.
She's good, isn't she?
I just want to hear her views on everything.
What's that show where people get died?
It's the way she pressed play as well.
Yeah. Like she knew that play was boop on her phone.
I love her.
Just press any key on the phone.
You're her Friday hottie.
I know. You're next week.
Big news.
How did someone see a picture of Coco Chanel tanned in 1923 when pictures were black and white, says Dan in Ashford? I think, oh God, Dan. Maybe you want to join up with Katie at some point.
let's get them to discuss.
Just general world events. Oh, bless you, Katie. You were brilliant today. Thank you. We might call you next week.
Oh, we've got to. I think she's brilliant.
If you want to be on Real or No Real, next week, then you can text 81199 now.
The doors are open at the call centre.
Smile as you dial a beep people cell.
Nev's gang are back and anything can happen.
When I come round and give him a cuppa, I'll give him a massage as well. Only like a little 5 minute one.
Don't underestimate the tea lady.
The call centre.
Some say I'm barking orders, some say I'm barking mad, but I love it. Absolutely love it.
Continues next Tuesday at 9 on BBC Three.
But we were just talking about, is it okay for colleagues to massage each other yesterday on the show? You said no, wouldn't feel comfortable with it. In that little trailer for the call centre, Hayley is going around, Hayley the tea lady is going around giving people massages at work.
Mm.
See, it's fine. I don't have a problem with it. If Hayley from the call centre went to massage you, is that a yes or a no?
Oh, I don't know. I just think, basically, if you fancy someone, they shouldn't be massaging you at work.
Okay. Well, she's got green pits.
Yeah, so...
So, fine.
Fine.
Yeah. Oh, I just remembered. Remember yesterday we were playing something from Greg's Rage Against the Answer Machine and it was someone that was going off because I never thanked the newsreader.
Yes.
So then we really thanked Nomia just after 7:30 news. Should we do it again today?
I'm keen to start making it a thing.
Don't say thanks any other time because it is her job. But after 7:30, I think we should like escalate it a little bit.
Get people on.
Yeah, if you want to clap Nomia's news... Then text me now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, a while ago, we were talking about these student union campaign videos. So it's people that wanted to be president of student unions. And what they do is they make videos to songs of current or, you know, contemporary hits.
There's loads of them, and it is generally people who are running to be student union president or something in their sort of executive department at their uni.
We've been doing this in the afternoon on our normal show between 1 and 4, and someone that we became obsessed with for a while is a guy called George.
Oh, I love him.
Who wanted to be... He wasn't president, was it? He wanted to be...
No, it was communities officer.
That's it. And because of this video, which was a mashup of Swagger Jagger and Drunk in Love, George cleaned up. He won. I mean, he is crawling along on all fours at one point in the library, Beyonce style. Just type Vote George into a search engine, you'll find it.
Vote George. It's so good.
Vote George. But now people are doing it at work.
Right, well, get this. I found a video on the internet sort of doing the rounds. It's a bit same but different. So it's not about student union campaigns. It's a video of a work conference.
Oh, wow.
And you know how you have keynote speakers at these conferences and they can be quite boring. Lots of people, you're in a theatre, lots of people come on, do talks, do debates. And this video's doing the rounds of this lady who's gone and stood up and done a song all about social media.
So this is like a social media conference.
Yes.
And she's encouraging you to get social.
It's incredible.
This could be my new Friday thing.
That brings
so here she is being introduced. It's Mary.
A very special treat. Mary McCoy is going to come up right now, and she is going to sing a song that I wrote, and then she and Dave Curtis, one of the band members, helped to write. But before she comes up, I need to teach all of you something. You're going to, during this song, say one word, and the word is social. Can you handle it?
Can you handle it?
I love it. Crowd
so
attraction.
If I point at you and say social, you're going to go, all
oh,
right.
God.
And Mary's going to actually sing, let's get social. I'll point to you and you'll say social.
Oh, great. Oh, I love this conference so much.
Imagine you were in the crowd for this conference.
So what do you say to me?
Social.
Here's Mary and the Continuum.
All right, cool. Mary McCoy with Continuum. Please come on up. This is Let's Get Social.
This is so awkward. Wow. Here's Mary. Go on, Mary. Remember, the guy introducing, he wrote it himself.
Showing you things you like. Try to get engagement with some photos from my life. My cat, my kids, some bacon.
Some bacon?
I'm hoping you'll share my stuff and tweet it to the world. If you help me grow my clouds, I promise that I'll share yours. Mm-hmm. So connect with me, let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Let's show the world how this gets done.
Go on, Mary!
Let's get social.
Social,
with social media, where we can spread the word and grow our reach and find our fans in their newsfeed. Let's get social, with social media. We're searching for.
Okay, thanks, Mary. Oh, wow.
I kind of got into it.
Darren in Cardiff says this is actually making my toenails hurt. I know, even my hair hurts. It's cringing so much.
Oof. The crowd aren't really going for it the same way I think the guy... I think the guy in his head, he had visions of everyone on their feet, you know, social. Not really happening.
Is that the best song about social media ever? I think it has actually topped this one.
Facebook,
everybody loves you so.
Facebook,
this is the... entry for San Marino in the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest.
Do you wanna be more than just a friend? Do you wanna be cyber sex again? If you wanna come to my house, then
click me with your mouse.
Facebook, oh, oh, oh.
Everybody loves you so.
You're logging in. That is
logging in.
Hey! That your computer is ringing and taking your time away.
No, I'm sorry. Let's Get Social has topped it for me.
All right, everyone. I want you to stand up right now. Take out your phones. Take a selfie with your neighbor. It's time to get social.
Let's get social.
Social.
With social media.
Imagine being at this conference.
Let's get social.
Social.
Once more.
Let's get social.
Social.
With social media.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is a lot of fun. That is the Vamps.
It's really,
really
good.
Yes.
And do you know what I like as well? It's how much effort they've clearly put into it. Mm-hmm. Like in terms of, they haven't just rocked. I mean, it's wicked.
And also, they did mention on Radio 1, which gets them a huge brownie points. Like they don't even understand.
Bit random when it all went Bob Marley.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it happens.
What? We've all done it.
We've all done it. Do you know what I mean? We start doing a cover of Jason Derulo, like, oh, sorry, I went into Bob Marley again. Don't know what's wrong with me. That is the Vamps and their cover of Trumpets. Also, last night, they did in the Live Lounge yesterday. The videos are there for you to watch now, and they're very good at the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Good morning. It's Friday. It's 8:10. Now, today's the day. Summer is coming. People are feeling the need to defuzz. That's right. It's been a long winter. You needed the extra fuzz and hair to keep you warm until now. Bring out the razors, get the wax out, find that epilator, which I understand is a combine harvester.
Humans. It's like a portable combine harvester.
Just rips the hair out. That's right. It's going to be 16 degrees in many parts of the country today. So come on, ladies. Come on, gents. Face, legs, chest, back. Anywhere else that you want to.
I love that you're trying to create a sort of national day for this.
Get it shaved. Shave and rave. It's Friday. Jessica says, I'm not doing it full on yet. I don't trust the weather. It's not summer. Half a leg will do for now. Ben's got it sorted. It's all fine down there. Ross says, it's so happy it's Friday. I've just got the razor out. And Leah says, good morning, boys. I have fake tanned my shaved legs for the first time this year. Watch out, people.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Vicky's just had a little shave for the first time. Good morning. Welcome to summer.
I still can't believe you're making this a sort of a thing.
I do it every year. Holly, good morning as well. Just freshly shaved and tanned her legs. Summer is on. I love this. It's a good sign it's summer.
Beauty therapists are on.
They're definitely. They're really going to have a busy day.
But complaining that they won't get a lunch break.
Oh, sorry. I mean, you are going to be busy today, but think of the munners. Paul, just had a little shave for the first time in ages. Good morning, Paul. So, this week, we've been mostly playing out what you lot say in your sleep. And there's been some great stuff. So, there's several of these apps that you can just get on your phone and you just place them by your bed at night and they record what you say in your sleep. Often, it's nothing, but sometimes some gems do come up.
Yeah. And it's really good because they only record stuff when it hears it. So then you wake up in the morning, you've got like 15 little sound waves and you go through them and you'll pick up everything that you did in your sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, the scary thing would be if you suddenly heard another voice that you weren't expecting there. But we haven't had any of those yet.
Yeah, that would really freak me out. This is all that you've produced so far this week. I hope you're proud of yourself. Just a little... That's it.
All I have to offer.
Yeah.
There's another week of us on breakfast, so we can work on that.
I'll record mine next week as well. But some people just want to get married in a wibbly-wobbly house.
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly-wobbly house.
Still my fave, I think. Charlotte, thank you for sending yours in. It's good to know that your dog can eat a grape.
Can't eat a grape. My dog can eat a grape.
Yours can't.
Yours can't.
I'll eat a grape. My dog can eat a grape. Yours can't.
And good morning to Megan as well. Thank you for your email. Damn your coasters and Ghostbusters.
Coasters and Ghostbusters and go away.
That's a great one. Courtney, thank you for sending this one in. I don't know whether this is you or not, Courtney, but whoever is a selfish cow is a selfish cow.
She realised she changed it all on her and she realised, eh? Selfish cow.
I like it that some of it is actual, like, sleep-talking nonsense and then you can just pick some words out.
She realised she changed it all on her and she realised, eh? Selfish cow.
Jodie's still got her snuff puff.
He's looking at my toes. Link was looking at my snuff puff. My snuff puff. And then poof.
Do you really want me to play it again?
It's a bit scary. Yeah, come on. Do the one.
Go on over the window, Gary. Go on over the window.
It does get better every time. And then who can forget this lady singing along to DJ Fresh?
It's going in. It's going in. It's going in.
Also up there for me.
Sorry, the Gary one. I've just noticed something new with it.
What?
Does he clear his throat before he farts the
yes,
first
he does.
Time?
Listen, he's just getting ready for it.
Go on over the window, Gary. Go on over the window.
What about a waistcoat guy?
There's one missing Tarangalila adult waistcoat.
Got any more of these? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So they had a number one song recently with She Looks So Perfect. All their fans from all over the world listening right now. I'm talking about 5 Seconds of Summer. And here is Ashton from Five Sauce. So it's evening where you are.
Yep, I'm in San Francisco, apparently. And haven't had the chance to adventure around yet, but I'll try to squeeze something in tomorrow.
Hey, listen, I just called your hotel reception. It is kicking off downstairs. It's so busy.
I'm in the wrong place. I should be partying. Not a rock star band at all.
Yeah, but you've got a tour, like, in, what, 2 days?
Yeah, we start tomorrow. Kick off the first show of the North American tour tomorrow.
And you will be going to bed after this, just checking.
I'll be off to bed. I'm watching a show about documentary about Alaskan fishing.
Oh, yeah, you'll drop off quite quickly, I think.
Living the life.
You seem to be the most un-rock star person I think I've ever heard of.
Come on, it's a fishing show.
Are you one of those that can't sleep without the TV on?
I'm kind of scared of the dark. Like, it's like the cliche thing, but I'm genuinely terrified and I need to have some sort of light.
The thing is, though, you'll wake up with something completely different on TV and that will freak you out. I sleep with the news channel on sometimes and that's really weird.
Oh, I don't mind it. I sleep with fishing shows. Fishing shows, they're my go-to.
There's a pop star here in the UK called Dappy and he can't sleep without the shower being on.
it's just a wasteful attitude.
Wasteful. I know, he's not being very green, is he?
You can't do that in Australia. I remember I used to get in trouble if I had a shower over 3 minutes in Australia. Drought. Not a good time.
That's true. I mean, he leaves a shower on all night.
It's not good. Not an environmental man.
Now, Ashton, there are lots of quizzes on the internet about which member of Five Sauce are you? There's hundreds of them.
I don't know. That's a cool thing. I have to check it out.
Yeah, there's loads where fans can see which one of your band they are, and we have taken our absolute favourite questions from them. So let's find out. Ashton from Five Sauce, which member of Five Sauce are you?
Let's find out.
Now, normally what happens with these is you're someone completely different to who you actually are.
Sure, let's start. Let's begin.
Who would you most like to be?
I guess I'd like to be Callum. Not for long, though.
Why? Why would you like to be him?
I don't know. He seems like a fit, athletic-looking dude, you know? Could use the strength.
We've done this with a lot of people. We've done it with Josh from You, Me at Six. He wasn't Josh.
I like Josh.
He was Max.
Oh, he was Max. Ended up being Max. That's all right.
And Rochelle from The Saturdays was actually Frankie. So let's take the quiz.
Go ahead.
Your ideal date would be A, hang around, keeping it casual. B, hitting the beach in Blackpool, C, going out for milkshakes, or D, going to a football match?
Keeping it casual, the first one.
Okay, so Ashton from 5 Seconds of Summer says A for his ideal date, keep it casual.
Yes, I think so.
Question two. You style yourself on A, Ariana Grande, cute and girly with a sprinkle of sass.
Oh, gosh.
B, old school Avril Lavigne, minus the dodgy tie. C, Hayley Williams off of Paramore, grunge is your thing. Or D, Katy Perry, you're all about keeping it quirky.
I'm usually like a Hayley Williams person, but I'm going to go with Avril Lavigne without the bow tie thing.
She used to have a really bad tie, but it was like the 90s or something.
Oh, it was the 90s.
Okay, so Ashton says B, styling himself on Avril Lavigne old school.
Yep.
Three, you're in a Swedish furniture store that rhymes with IKEA. What do you do? Have you ever been there?
I haven't been to IKEA, yeah.
Okay, so imagine it, Ashton. You're in IKEA. What do you do? A, create a den out of cushions and make weird noises at passing shoppers. B, why am I in IKEA? C, play on all the furniture, obvs. It's like a house that isn't really a house. Or D, head straight to the cafe for pizza. Get annoyed when they only do meatballs.
It's like a house, but not really a house. I've actually done that. I go and hang out in the furniture, just chill.
Sometimes have a little dump on the toilets.
Yeah, take it all in. Why not?
There are people that do that at, like, DIY stores, aren't there? They don't realise...
Really, they
don't realise that the toilets are actually not connected. Just because it looks like a fully functioning bathroom doesn't mean it is.
It's very unlucky.
But what do you mean? They go for it. They can't just hold it in and wait till they get home.
No, they think... I mean, kids do it a lot. They just sit on the toilet and then just have a go because they think, well, it's a toilet, so
that
why can't I?
It doesn't
happen, It does happen.
It only makes sense.
Question four. Who would you want as your BFF? A, Mila Kunis. B, Taylor Swift. C, Katy Perry. D, Jade from Little Mix.
I'm just going to go with... Was it Jade from Little Mix?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a babe. I'll go with that one.
Okay, going for Jade.
Yep.
And finally, on the Which Member of Five Sauce Are You quiz with Ashton from Five Sauce...
I bet I'm Michael.
Not Michael.
No. Who am I?
Hang on, you got one more.
Oh, no.
Five.
Yep, go.
Who would you rather kiss? A, a fish. B, a koala. C, a dog called Riley. E. Or D, a penguin.
I'm always up to kiss a dog called Riley.
Yeah, you love that dog.
I love that dog.
It's still on the Radio 1 YouTube channel if you want to see Ashton kissing a dog. We made him do it a few weeks ago.
You didn't make me. I just went for it.
Well, that's true.
I was more than happy.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much persuasion.
It wasn't much at all.
Okay, so are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here's the results.
Just adding it up at the moment. I think he's got mostly C's here.
You got mostly C's. So, on the Which Member of Five Sauce Are You quiz, Ashton from Five Sauce, do you want to know who you are?
Yeah, tell me.
Congratulations, you are yourself, drummer Ashton!
Oh, thank God!
That's a huge result. People are never themselves.
That's massive. I just know what... I'm a man who knows what he wants.
Yeah.
You're the life and soul of the party, and you know the entire rap to Will Smith's Getting Jiggy With It.
What?
Do you actually know the rap to Getting Jiggy With It?
No, I don't.
Oh,
I don't.
So
but
the internet
I'll
quiz
it for you.
The internet quiz is wrong.
I do like Will Smith, but I'm not like I don't know Getting Jiggy With It.
Okay, Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West. No.
Fresh Prince.
No. Nod your head.
I know Miami a little.
Okay, go.
No, I can't. Don't see. I need rehearsal time. You got to give me. Next time we speak, I'll be back with some Will Smith brilliance.
Yes, man. Okay, right. Good to speak to you. Continue watching the fishing.
Yeah, thank you.
It can't still be on.
It's kicking off now. We're looking for trout.
Yes.
Right, good speech to you, Ashton. Come and see us next time you're here.
Farewell.
Nice. Enjoy the tour.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Evie in Cornwall says the toilet thing does happen in DIY stores. I knew someone that had to clean one out because the kid thought it was real. Well, it looks like a real bathroom if you're three. I work in the Orange Aprons DIY shop. People really do have a go on our toilets. That's Ross in Dundee.
Oh, my God.
It happens. It looks like a loo. They don't know it's not connected.
So are you allowed? What are you saying?
No. Not allowed, but people do it. Please do not go to a display bathroom this weekend in a DIY store and go to the loo. Let me just put that out there.
Sounds kind of fun.
No, it's not fun. And someone will have to clean it up because it's not connected to anything. Looks like a real bathroom, isn't, just for display purposes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Those are all the best bits of Friday's breakfast show. Remember, we're on for Grimmy for another week, so wake up with us every morning next week between 6:30 and 10 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, then download this podcast. Scott.